Good morning, everyone. It's Gina Crash, your host this morning. We're going to be talking to some representatives from the National Kidney Foundation and also a huge supporter as well. And I guess the best way to start is just with John Appel, who is the owner of Johnny D's Lounge and Restaurant, a beloved establishment in Towson. And also, you're a huge fundraiser and supporter of the National Kidney Foundation. We're going to be talking about your upcoming 26th annual Johnny D's Bull and Oyster Roast to benefit the National Kidney Foundation. And John, thank you so much for being here this morning.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I can't wait to sort of like toot your horn and tell you everyone all the great work you've been doing and the money raised and how they can help. And we've got plenty of time to talk about all of that. We also want to introduce you to Paul Grill, who is the board chair of the National Kidney Foundation, serving Maryland and Delaware. Welcome back, Paul. I know you've been here before, right?
I have. Good morning, Gina. Thank you.
Good morning. Thanks for being here. And we're going to be talking about two great events, not only Johnny D's Bull and Oyster Roast to benefit the National Kidney Foundation coming up on Sunday, February 23rd, but also Sante, which is a taste of Baltimore that's happening Thursday, March 12th, which just so happens to coincide with World Kidney Day, which is
That's right. Wonderful
timing. That's, again, at the American Visionary Art Museum. 6 p.m. We'll tell you more about that in a moment, but I think a great place to start, Paul, is with your personal connection that you have to kidney disease that you want to and can share with us this morning.
Yeah, happy to share that and tell my story. And it's funny, you talk about my personal connection. We probably all have a personal connection. So my story is just one of many, many out there in the country and in Maryland in particular.
Yeah.
It's estimated that like 15% of people have chronic kidney disease, and many of them don't even know it. So
wow.
There's a lot of connections out there that if they haven't happened, they will happen. Mine started way back in 2006 when my father developed some strange symptoms that looked like, you know, common signs of high blood pressure, for example, but turned out the underlying problem was kidney disease, and it was chronic and progressive in nature, to the point where just over the span of a year or two, his kidney function decreased rapidly. He needed to begin dialysis, and essentially it forced him into retirement. So it was really sad to see when that happened to him at what was relatively a young age, in his early 60s or so.
I was going to ask what age that was, and it doesn't matter what age, really. I mean, you know, kidney disease happens to, like you say, a lot of people. My brother's father-in-law has very reduced kidney capacity, and that's from you know, diabetes and other things too that he had. So has, I should say. So yeah, I mean, personally, right here, we have a connection right here in this room. So
yeah, and it's so closely linked to those mm-hmm. other metabolic syndromes like that, and it's an indicator of overall of health. So you've got to keep yourself in good health, and hopefully that'll keep chronic kidney disease away. There are some who have forms of it that are not controllable like that, but for the most part, it's something we can address by living healthier lives.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, in my father's situation, there was nothing he could do at the time after it was discovered, and he began that dialysis process, which is a very intensive process. It's typically 3 days a week, 3 to 4 hours a day, but very draining on both the body and the mind to be able to go through that on a regular basis to sustain your life. There is no other option at that point, though. There's no pill to cure kidney disease, so you have to resort to measures like that. Fortunately, he had one more option that not everybody gets, which is an option for a transplant. And I was the lucky one who was able to donate that kidney to him.
That's fantastic. You were a match.
It was a great match, and it was a great experience. It's on one hand, it's routine. On the other hand, it's miraculous that,
that really is. You
can go through this process and almost overnight breathe new life into somebody and see them almost completely bounce back from the state that they were in and be able to progress on through their life. You know, certainly they have to be diligent about the medications they take and the lifestyle they lead after that, but you're freed from that process of dialysis. So it was really fantastic to see what that did for him.
And hearing your story firsthand is great. And that's one of my favorite things, too, about Sante is that night is more than just about tasting great food, and the local restaurants that donate their time are much appreciated. But also those stories like yours that you get up on stage and someone who received a kidney or gave a kidney, or the amazing doctors that are working on research and what they're up to, I think is really an important way to spread the word about and also what the National Kidney Foundation of Maryland and Delaware is doing every day.
We love to be able to celebrate those lives that have been changed and also to use that as a platform to inform everybody of the opportunity that is out there through our organization and others like it to change lives in, for the better by making them aware of kidney disease.
Now, after that transplant, does your father not have to undergo the dialysis anymore?
That's correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's you go from your life, like getting the diagnosis, to your life changing completely, where your new normal is having that, you know, three times a week, as you said, to then being able to go through the surgery, you know, with you being a good match, and then, you know, having that new lease on life.
Yeah, and all those little things that you can do again. In his situation, you know, as a retiree, it was being able to just go out and play golf and not worry about when his dialysis would be scheduled,
right,
or take a trip for the weekend or something. That really changes your perspective when you have that freedom.
All those things we take for granted, right, until we can't do it anymore. So I know you guys don't do it alone, and your involvement with the National Kidney Foundation, again, we said earlier that you're the board chair, and you have been with them for, what, 7 years?
About 7 years now, yeah.
Yeah, and was that around the time of your father's surgery and story that sort of brought you in, or was it kind of at the beginning of his kidney health journey, or how did you come to be a part of the foundation?
After his transplant was successful, and after I had an opportunity to dedicate some more of my time to a cause that I really believed in, and I first got introduced to the Kidney Foundation through this other great event we have called the Rappel, where we rappel off the buildings in downtown Baltimore.
So great, so. Rappel for kidney health, and you're literally like Spider-Man, you know, you're hanging off a building for a really good cause. So that's, you guys have the best events, and we'll talk about even more that you have as well. So that's awesome. And give us a little bit, I guess, for someone who is not familiar with the latest statistics about kidney health and things like that, or also that, and combined with like the work of the Kidney Foundation and what they do locally in Maryland and Delaware for people who need their services.
Sure, yeah. About 37 million people in the United States are estimated to have chronic kidney disease. As I mentioned before, many of them don't know it. It's particularly prevalent in the African-American and Hispanic communities. Obviously, it hits the inner cities, including the inner city of Baltimore, a little bit harder than the surrounding areas. There are almost 3,000 Marylanders waiting for a kidney transplant.
Wow.
As we sit here today on the transplant list.
That being said, if people want to get involved in that, is there an easy way to do that, I'm sure, right? If they want to see if they're a match for someone?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously, our website, kidneymd.org, is a great place to start. And then, you know, our local hospitals, Hopkins and University of Maryland in particular, are great resources and are excellent transplantation centers. So those are other good resources to
awesome.
Use.
Great. And then what about risk factors, as you mentioned, because we've been hitting the point a lot that a lot of people don't know that they might be suffering from kidney disease. Are there certain risk factors or health problems that might present themselves that might, you know, kind of have the light go off and say, I better check out my kidney health?
Well, on one hand, it's all the, I'll say, the normal ones. So high blood pressure, diabetes, a sedentary lifestyle, things like that, obesity that contribute to this metabolic syndrome and eventually lead to kidney disease. On the other hand, it's not obvious that you have kidney disease until you're in the late stages of kidney disease.
Right.
So there are sometimes you have a physical symptom like swelling, for example. If you're at that point, you're probably pretty far along in the process. And the idea here is to catch it as early as possible, ideally. And the good news is that's, you can do that with a very simple blood test. Everybody should have their annual physical, of course.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have access to those kinds of resources, our foundation provides screenings at different events in the area where we can quickly screen you for the signs and symptoms of kidney disease. We'll be at the Be More Expo coming up soon, for example.
Fantastic.
Doing screenings there. So people are welcome to come to those events if they don't have access to their regular medical facilities and get screened. And we're happy to do that.
That's great. So they can kind of, for a disease that tends to present itself a little later, where then it becomes, you know, more critical to handle that, it's good to get in there early with folks that can help you out. So that you have a number of ways you can do that at kidneymd.org as well. And then let's see, we're also going to talk about, before we get into, ways to prevent kidney disease. We haven't really covered that yet, have we?
Well, it kind of goes hand in hand with the risk factors. I mean, obviously, you need to watch your weight, watch your blood sugar, watch your blood pressure. The thing I like to remind people is for many of those things, most of those things, you can either change your diet, change your lifestyle, or I'll say in quotes, sort of take a pill, and that will correct the problem. But what I want to remind people of is if you get to the later stages of kidney disease, there is no pill. There are no pills to restore your kidney function. It's different than many other diseases mm-hmm. in that sense. And so once you are diagnosed with it, you need to be very proactive about managing it because you cannot recover the function you've lost.
Right, right. Yeah. That's a very important point to make. Well, we talked about your booth at the Be More Expo March 7th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's at the Baltimore Convention Center. I know you also have, jumping ahead, the Kidney Health Boot Camp. You want to let us know a little bit about that? And because I think it's important for people to know that are hearing us that might want to get out and screen themselves, that there's many opportunities that they can do that coming up, right?
That's right, yeah. So the boot camp, we partner with Keswick on a couple of different initiatives, and that's one in particular to help educate about kidney disease. We have another screening event over on the Eastern Shore. We're very active on the Eastern Shore, so that one's in Salisbury on March 23rd. March 22nd, we have another event we call Beyond Dialysis. That's a little bit different. That's for the reality of many people who have kidney disease, those I think it's 9,000 or so in Maryland, 3,000 of which qualify for a transplant. The other 6,000 are essentially on dialysis for life, and that is a difficult challenge that they face. And so we run events to help them help manage through that process, both physically and mentally, let them associate with other people who are in the same boat as them, get access to medical professionals who can help guide them through that journey and make life as best as possible in that situation.
That was Paul Grill talking. He's the board chair of the National Kidney Foundation serving Maryland and Delaware. Our guest this morning is also John Appel, who is the owner of Johnny D's Lounge and Restaurant in Towson, who is doing once again their annual Johnny D's Bull and Oyster Roast to benefit the National Kidney Foundation. Much like we talked about with Paul, how did you, John, start this idea? Like, where did it pop into your head that you wanted to help the National Kidney Foundation? Do you also have a personal story or connection?
Well, yeah, I kind of do. I'm a diabetic. I'm type 2 diabetic. Mm-hmm. And that, like you said, one hand goes into the other. And I also had a customer that worked for Kidney Foundation that came in regularly. So she approached me about the Kidney Foundation doing it for them. And I started there, plus the diabetes part of it. And it all fit, went in hand together.
Yes.
And then we started, and here we are 16 years later, it's still doing it.
Phenomenal.
I mean, we donate what we can. You know, it costs a lot to put the thing on.
It does.
We do what we can. And very nice people all the way around all the time. And, you know, food is what we do. So, you know, the restaurant and everything, it's just worked hand in hand. It worked together for both of us.
And, you know, you were awarded the Community Ambassador Award, we want people to know, at Sante.
It was awesome.
Last year. So for all the money that you've raised over the years with the Bull Roast, your first event that benefited the Kidney Foundation was back in February 2004. And since then, you've raised nearly $20,000 and more counting, because we're going to be talking about this year's event
coming up. Right.
Sunday, February 23rd. So do you have like that $20,000 is huge. First of all, what was your experience like at Sante night?
It was good. I didn't know anything about it. Patty, which is who I deal with the Kidney Foundation, she wanted to make sure I was there. I brought my wife and my sister and
That's
we were
awesome.
There and, you know, sampling the food and everything. It was pretty awesome and fair.
Yeah, it's really
and then
cool
all of a sudden, you know, hearing all the stories and everything, and Ron Matz was up there emceeing it.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, when the screen comes up, it's my picture on the screen, and they called me out of the crowd, about 350 people, and presented me with the award, which I had no idea.
Wow, you had no idea?
No idea. They all kept it from me. Yeah.
Oh, that is so awesome.
That was pretty awesome.
And having your family there and to see
yeah,
that.
It was pretty cool.
That's really, really cool. So now that everybody knows how important this cause is, tell us about it coming up Sunday, February 23rd. When and where and what do we need to know and how do we get our tickets?
Well, the tickets is pretty much is 400 people and it gets sold out every year.
Gotcha.
It's at the Towson American Legion Hall in Towson. Starts at 1 o'clock and ends at 6 o'clock. It's on the 23rd of February. There's a live band. There's music, bull and oyster roast. Plenty of food, And all the people have been coming for like 30 years. So, you know, pretty much everybody knows each other. And
that's
it's
awesome.
Just a good time for one day for 5 hours.
Yeah. And the donation you ask for is $45, right?
That's correct.
Is it something they can just come up that day on Sunday, February 23rd with cash? Or do you prefer
Well, I pretty prefer to have it all donated because it's pretty much sold out.
Gotcha.
So if you come in, you're just going to be able to walk around, but you won't be able to
So
sit at a table.
Is there a way then they can get their tickets in advance of that then?
Yeah. Anytime, you can contact me at the restaurant at 410-665-7000 at Johnny D's Lounge.
Awesome.
And anytime from after the bull roast till the following year, it fills up quick. So if you're interested, a good time, that's what you need to do.
That's great. And how about if someone finds out that they're too late for a ticket, but they want to still support the cause? Do you also accept donations?
I always take donations if they want. Or you can come and stand around and be involved with everything. You still can eat. There's places to go. You just, you know, and people are always walking around. You can always sit down and eat and then get up and do your thing.
Yeah. And that's the cool thing about Johnny D's. It's that kind of atmosphere.
No doubt. If you've ever been in a place, you know, it's a relaxed atmosphere.
It's awesome. And I'm looking at this menu. Do you want to talk about this marinated round of beef on the pit and pit turkey oysters?
My guys marinate their own beef outside and turkey. And then we got the raw oysters. I mean, we do about 17, 18 boxes of oysters, 200 counts in each one. And then we do about 7 to 10 cases of top rounds. I mean, and then we have a full food of a banquet table. So we got
all the good stuff out there. And if
you've got even your
famous, oh my gosh, your homemade pasta salads, potato salads, coleslaws, the beans, the BBQ, the turkey breast. I could go on and on.
It's a full list there.
It's a full plate, so to speak, right? Well, that we want to thank you too for all of your community involvement, because it starts with you, and then you reach out to your customers and your friends. And if they aren't your friends in the beginning, they become your friends, right? And you keep seeing them year after year, and that's really, really cool. So what's the goal? Like, if you've already raised $20,000, is there something in your mind, a number where you're like, I'd really like to hit this number this year?
Well, you can always do more, you know. The problem with that is, you know, everything goes up every year.
Yep.
Like, the price of the ticket is going to have to go up next year.
Right. So, and do you try to keep, are you mindful of that, just to sort of keep it in range?
You won't find a bull roast for $45. I don't care where you look. Bull and oyster roast.
You're right.
It's usually $50 or $55.
But this kind of quality and also such an important cause.
No doubt.
For sure, too. And now, I know you were honored last year at Sante, the Culinary Odyssey, or I think I renamed it. No, it used to be Culinary Odyssey. Do you remember that, Paul,
back in
the day?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
See, you can tell I've been a couple years in a row, but it is now Sante, A Taste of Baltimore, which makes a lot of sense because we're talking about wonderful restaurants in the area also helping and donating their time as well. And Paul, we mentioned that Sante, A Taste of Baltimore, happens to be on World Kidney Day. So tell us about the significance of that. What does that obviously must bring global awareness to the cause, but are there other special things going on, and was that important for you guys to make that the date of Sante?
That is an important date because we do try to, with the overall organization throughout the United States as well as entities around the world, identify this day and try to bring awareness to kidney disease through many different kinds of events. There'll be events down in D.C. With the government and all the local offices of the Kidney Foundation will have similar events going on that day. We were lucky that we're able to have what is really our marquee gala fundraising fun night event on that very same day this year. Thanks to the American Visionary Art Museum for making that date available to us.
That's great. We're
really looking forward to it. It's going to be a great night.
And you mentioned, you know, because that is part of what you guys do at the foundation too, is the advocacy for research and funding, and that doesn't come without the help of our lawmakers. So is that part of your job as a board member too? Have you ever been on Capitol Hill and been advocating for that, or if there's someone else in the foundation that does that kind of work? You know, tell us about that important work that's going on behind the scenes as well.
Our organization is very active in lobbying and fundraising. We have a couple of board members who are tasked with doing that, both in Annapolis and then down in D.C. And for those who don't know, there was some big progress was made this year at the federal level with the Health and Human Services Department in changing some of the guidelines around how kidney disease is treated through the Medicare system, which propagates through other health systems. And that should have an effect over time to really improve the lives of people who are dealing with kidney disease and identify it earlier. So we are very active in that effort.
That's a critical impact that you're making. That's fantastic. And even if that's not what you're doing every single day, there are definitely people that you work with that are advocating on behalf of those that are suffering from kidney disease. And also, tell us about Sante, A Taste of Baltimore. Like, what kind of tastings are going to be there? And how do you pick all that stuff? You know, I guess you don't do it alone, that's for sure. But there's so many great restaurants. We're blessed. Not only do we have great healthcare facilities in the area, but also some of the best restaurants that I've ever had the experience to go to. So that's a big list. Do they come to you and say, I want to help out again this year? How does that work?
Well, a little bit of both now. We get people coming back as repeat vendors and restaurants who want to have exposure again to this foundation and the audience that we bring to it. I have a story from a couple of years ago when we had Sante. We gave out awards every year.
Mm-hmm.
And one year, the award went to a food truck. And 3-4 years later, I saw that food truck at an unrelated event, and they had the plaque on the side of the truck.
That's awesome!
And I thought that was fantastic that they realized, you know, what a great event it was and an honor to be a part of it. So we always try to seek out some new restaurants every year, but we have old favorites that come back every year. So Roy's, Rusty Scuppers, for example, McCormick and Schmick's, you know, the classics that everybody knows from Baltimore will be there. And then some new ones. We've got a little bit of partnership with the Horseshoe Casino. They're bringing GDL Italian by Giada is coming this year, as well as a beer offering that they collaborate with Manor Hill Brewing. So those are some new twists that we'll have this year.
I like that.
But we have – it'll be at least 25, if not almost 30 different vendors. And I wish I could describe accurately the scene for people.
You want to try? It maybe we can all help because we've all been there, right? So it's – and, you know, with everybody being, you know – influencers and bloggers and foodies these days, you see a lot of food pics and things on Instagram. So it's a very, you know, photogenic experience with all that food that's so beautifully prepared and kind of a small presentation. You see those little spoons that'll have a very fancy, you know, an appetizer that's kind of easy to carry while you're looking at your program and making sure that you are there to also hear the speeches and the developments and the work that the National Kidney Foundation is doing, the benefactor of the event, right? So you kind of have to remember. It's easy to remember why you're there and the stories that you hear and the food that you're eating and sharing with others and figuring out why they're there and why it's important to them. It's a great experience to sort of network and connect with each other. Right?
And the setting is great. Mixed in with the artwork, the beautiful brick building, and a great group of people. I mean, they're all there for a great cause. And then to just bring along friends, family, you know, to educate a little bit more about the foundation and really enjoy the night and have great food, great drinks, and mingle with people. That we have silent auction and all kinds of other activities throughout the evening. So I think people will have a great time if they're able to come out for that.
And you know, we're around Valentine's time frame, so you're thinking there's all these restaurants, and it's so hard to hit them all or, you know, with any regularity. So the fact that you have those world-class places right in front of you, it's like visiting 30 restaurants in a night.
It is, yeah. And you talked about it's a tasting menu of each, and you kind of look at each portion, and it is a true tasting portion. But by the time you're about halfway through, you realize you've had an entire meal.
I'm full.
And you want to keep going to the rest.
I've had risotto and chicken satay and, you know, chocolate brownies or whatever. I mean, you name it. Everything is there. And they think about, you know, food allergies. There's also things for, you know, folks that are vegan or gluten-free or vegetarian. I mean, there's definitely something for everyone to sample.
Yeah,
yeah, very, you know, nice.
Which is really, really cool. And then somehow I managed to get on the celebrity judge list again this year, so I'm happy to be a part of that event. Thanks to Karen Sagel and her PR work with this event. I know it's a cause near and dear to her as well, and she does great work getting the word out on the radio and print and TV and all of that too. So
We're looking forward to having you. We have Keith Mills as well as our MC for the evening.
Oh,
so
I love him.
It'd be great to see him. Yep.
That's awesome. Yeah, yeah. And some folks that I'm sure you'll recognize. And tell us about the event proceeds and how. Oh, actually, we haven't even told people how they can get tickets. That's the most important thing that we're forgetting, Paul, right? How do they do that?
Just go to our website, kidneymd.org, and there'll be a link for Sante, S-A-N-T-E with an apostrophe, and that'll get you to where you can buy tickets for the evening. And all the proceeds from that event are going to be used for the foundation to support the programs and the research that we do, particularly here in the local area. We have things like emergency assistance programs for patients. So I talked about going to dialysis. We have patients who can't afford maybe to get to dialysis. Their health care coverage may pay for it, but they can't get a ride.
Right. Or you mentioned, like, with your father, he had to retire. Some people, it impacts their workflow and even being able to get to work or dialysis. Yeah. You have to make that critical choice.
So we have money we can use to get people to dialysis, which is life-sustaining for them. Mm-hmm. We also are very proud of the grants that we give to local up-and-coming nephrologists in the medical community here to help them do some basic research to understand what really drives kidney disease in the population, especially here locally. And we love to be able to support those efforts and help address this problem not only here but throughout the country with that research.
Yeah, shout out to all the great work that they're doing. And you mentioned Repel for Kidney Health, which is another event that you do that's really cool. People can get involved in later in the year. Do you have a date for that yet, or is that a thing we're going
to
check
yet.
The website?
More to come.
Gotcha. More to come on that. And also, we hear a lot about donating your car for helping the Kidney Foundation. How easy is it for people to do that as well?
We were one of the original car donations. And again, go to our website. We greatly appreciate all those proceeds from those. Easy thing to do. Great tax deduction for people. And we really appreciate that.
Wonderful. And let's hit the date of Sante one more time. A Taste of Baltimore, Thursday, March 12th, which happens to be World Kidney Day. Again, 6 to 9 p.m. American Visionary Art Museum. KidneyMD.org for those tickets. And we also want to make sure that we get our friend John to tell us about the 26th annual Johnny D's Bull and Oyster Roast. Let's hit that date, time, and donation and how they can get their tickets and stuff.
Well, the donation is $45. It's February 23rd. It's at the Towson American Legion Hall. It's a full menu, full band, a lot of wheels, giveaways. It's a good time. It's a bull and oyster roast. And that's it. You can contact me at the Johnny T's Lounge, or you can stop in at the Bull Roast and see me at the door. And I'm Johnny, and I'll get you in.
First name basis.
Yeah.
We'll be like, we know Johnny. And then, of course,
I'm on the door just like that.
Yep, that's perfect. I love it. Okay, awesome, you guys. And if you have any questions, too, you can reach out to me on social media at Gina Crash. You're also on Facebook, too, right?
Yeah. Correct. Thanks, Johnny, for everything you've done to support the
organization. I appreciate that very much. Right back at you.
You guys are the best. Thank you both for being here and sharing your story and doing such great work for the community and those that are impacted firsthand by kidney disease. And we all, like you said, know someone who is for sure or will be, right? So thank you guys so much for listening. I'm on all the platforms at Gina Crash. You've been listening to Spotlight on Maryland, a production of Entercom Baltimore.